Wisconsin's business leaders are generally in agreement that the state of our economy is strong and there's reason for optimism this year. But don't close the book entirely. There are caveats, and we'll go sector by sector as we look at Wisconsin's economy here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. How do you think the Wisconsin economy is doing? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Last week, we heard from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle give their assessment on the health of our economy following Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address. Here is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the Republican response to the State of the State.
Wisconsin families now have the lowest tax burden in nearly 50 years. By any metric, Wisconsin is in great shape, and that's why economists agree that the economy is in the best shape it's been in decades.
Well, let's go to an economist. Steve Deller is a professor and community development economist in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and UW Extension. Steve, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Well, you just heard Speaker Voss saying there that the economy is in great shape. So are you among the economists who feel that Wisconsin's economy is in the healthiest place it's been in decades?
Well, it depends on how you define economic health. If you look at the traditional measures like employment and unemployment, Wisconsin is doing very well. But if you look at things like gross state product, which is kind of akin to gross domestic product, Wisconsin is actually growing at this at the slowest rate of the when compared to the neighboring areas. Also, if you look at the quality of some of the jobs that are being generated, some of these are fairly low-paying jobs. So you can actually paint the story both ways, but generally the economy is doing okay.
Basically, what indicators you decide to put in your mix is really how your outlook is on the economy?
Exactly.
So could Wisconsin's economy be slowing down in any way relate to an R word, recession, or is that far afield?
Well, you have to realize that the Wisconsin economy tends to follow the national economy. We tend to kind of lead the national economy into recessions because of our dependence on manufacturing. We tend to lag out of coming out of recessions. So if you look at what's forecasted for the national economy, there's very little indication that we're going to go into a recession, but there's a lot of indicators that we're going to go into slowdown. And there's one indicator in particular, it has to do with the interest rates, that suggests that this time next year we might be in a recession.
Interest rates, do you see them inching up?
Interest rates are going to be going up, partially for two reasons. One is the Federal Reserve Bank has kind of made the policy decision that we need to up interest rates. And one of the reasons they're doing that is because if we do go into a recession, they need to have the flexibility to be able to adjust interest rates down. If they're already low, then they really have very little flexibility in what they're going to do. The second thing is that for the second year in a row, the U.S. Treasury is going to have to incur $1 trillion in debt. So the government is stepping into the financial markets, the bond markets, and essentially is creating a lot of demand for debt, and that's going to drive interest rates up. But again, it's going to hinge on what the Federal Reserve decides to do in terms of how they respond to that.
It's been a decade since the Great Recession struck. An economist from the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, a progressive policy institute, said last year that at least in employment and family income, Wisconsin's economy has finally meaningfully recovered. So do you think that we have fully recovered from the Great Recession?
I think we have. I think that one of the things that we're starting to see, which is a fairly positive, is that wages are starting to be bid up a little bit. So that's taking some of the pressure off of the low wage paying jobs that we're generating. So in that regard, it's a positive. Now, kind of the textbook scenario is that when you start to see wages go up, you got to keep a real close eye on inflation. But the forecast, the national forecast, are that the inflation rate's going to tick up just a little bit, but stay basically flat. So right now, from that angle, it looks okay.
What happens if we raise the minimum wage?
Well, it depends on where you raise it. If you raise the minimum wage in a place like a Madison or the suburbs of Milwaukee, it really won't have that much of an effect because those wages are already reflected. But if you start to raise minimum wages in places like, say, a Platteville, or more rural communities. A lot of those rural communities are really dependent on small businesses. A lot of those small businesses simply cannot afford to pay those higher wages. You also have to look at cost of living. $15 an hour is very different in Madison than it is, say, in Superior.
Talking with Steve Deller, he's a professor and community development economist in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and UW Extension. We're checking in on Wisconsin's economy as we look ahead in 2019. Are you feeling positive about Wisconsin's economic outlook this year? How do you feel it's doing right now? Economists say it's generally in good shape, but does that play out where you are? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's bring in Rich now, joining us from Rhinelander. Hi, Rich.
Good morning. Simple question. When doing an assessment of a state's economy, does one take into consideration its transportation system and its ability to pay for its road system?
I think that's an excellent point. When we led in with Speaker Voss's comments about taxes being the lowest in 50 years, you know, the note that I jotted down to myself is, at what cost? And I think you identified the cost. It's essentially, we've been so focused on lowering taxes, that we have lost sight of the services like roads, education, some of our natural resources that those taxes help pay for. I think that in the short term, the roads are not going to be a problem, but I think long term, it's going to become a serious problem.
Which is where you have to find the money in the coffers to be able to pay for those roads.
Exactly. And this is a trap that a lot of local governments fall into, is that when you look at their expenditures, other than schools, when you look at their expenditures, roads tend to be a big ticket item. So when they're in fiscal stress, the first thing they look at is cutting back on roads. And the engineering is such that if you delay maintenance on roads, it becomes very expensive to repair it. It's like home maintenance. If you defer, you know, replacing that roof that needs to be replaced, you're going to end up having to spend a lot more money in the long term.
Well, let's look at what sectors you're going to be seeing job growth in the coming year compared to last year. You know, manufacturing was going gangbusters last year. Where are we with construction now?
I think that we're actually doing okay that way. But again, if we start to go into a recession or we slow down, a lot of that's going to be picked up in the manufacturing sector. That's why Wisconsin tends to lead the country going into recessions. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce does a survey of 200 CEOs around the state. And one of the issues that they raise that's a source of concern is trade policy. And when you look at Wisconsin, that can really have a very large impact, particularly when you look at agriculture. And agriculture is going into the fourth or fifth year of poor performance. Part of that's uncertainty over trade policy.
We're taking a look at the economic forecast for Wisconsin with Steve Deller as our guide. He is a professor and community development economist in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and UW Extension. Last year, the state's two largest economic sectors, manufacturing and construction, were going strong. Will that trend continue? And what do you see in the economy where you are? The number is 800-642-1234. What do you think still needs to improve as far as jobs, pay, and the business climate? Are you a farmer who's worried that tariffs could make or break you this year? What are you hoping to see come out of Congress or the legislature to keep you afloat? Call in 800-642-1234. We'll get back to the conversation in just a minute on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. It is the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The national jobless rate was at 3.9% in December. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 3%, and our neighbor Iowa boasts the lowest unemployment rate in the country at 2.4% last month. So what is Wisconsin's job forecast in 2019? We're getting a state economic forecast here on the morning show. Are you feeling positive about Wisconsin's economic outlook this year? How do you feel it's doing right now? Economists say Wisconsin is moving in the right direction, but are you seeing that where you are? We're at 800-642-1234. Steve Deller is our guide. He is a professor and community development economist in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and UW Extension. Let's go to the phones now and bring in Gary in Iron River. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, folks. I'd like to go back to the tax issue in Wisconsin. While relatively to our past situation, we are perhaps lower, or not perhaps, are lower, but when we look relatively to the states around us and the states in the country, we're amongst the highest taxes. Kiplinger recently said that we're the 10th worst state to retire in from a tax perspective. We've got a very high top income tax rate. And with the federal law changes, many people that are paying that rate will see an overall tax burden increase. We have amongst the highest gas tax rates in the area and high in the country as well, yet we can't manage our roads, and other states can with similar tax rates.
And Gary,
it seems to me we need to be working on how to improve efficiency in the state government and how to do more with less, because it seems like we're not doing as much with our money as other states are doing.
Gary, they're saying do more with less, Steve Deller.
That is a fundamental question, and this is something that we struggle with. Part of it is we believe in local control. Philosophically, that's kind of a statement that we have. The thing is that creates a lot of small units of government, where you have, town governments, municipal governments, county governments, and we have this tradition of being able to go to those town meetings and have that connection with our. So in one regard, that's a very effective way of putting local government structure together. The downside is that's not very cost effective. And I think that we're seeing some of that that play out here. I would challenge a little bit the notion that Wisconsin is still one of the highest tax states in the country. I think if you'd said that 10 years ago, I probably would have agreed with you. But I think that we've really gone down in terms of the level of taxes. But you also have to look at the cost of having lower taxes. The road system, the education system, we're really kind of starting to slide back on a lot of those services. And those services are fundamental to the state's economy. But can we be more effective and more efficient in terms of how we provide these services? I think that's a very good question, and there's a very long answer to that question.
Well, Gary in Iron River is also concerned about seeing more of a tax burden during Governor Evers in that sense. And in the State of the State address last week, Governor Evers said that fixing the economy remains a priority. After that, Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald gave his response in an interview with the MacIver Institute.
Bill after bill. The work that we did, the Republican legislature with Governor Walker, we did correct the ship and put everything back on track here, and we're in great shape.
Can we measure the effect that Republicans and former Governor Walker's administration had on the economy?
I think you can. One way to, if you look at it in terms of jobs and unemployment and whatnot, it seems as though some of those policies worked out. But if you look at it in terms of people moving into the state, how many folks are actually finding Wisconsin attracted enough to move here? And we're not seeing that. This whole discussion about brain drain, it's really that we don't have a brain gain, is that people are not moving into the state. And the question is, why is that? And there's been a fair amount of research out there, and a lot of it has to do with the services that we've been cutting. People value good education systems. They value good police protection, fire protection, good roads, and natural amenities protections. And those are the types of things that we have been cutting back on. So if you look at it from terms of just net migration, I would say that those policies have not really panned out.
Let's go to Jeff now, joining us from the Green Bay area. Jeff, hi.
Hello. I believe Wisconsin was on the right track. A lot of things were getting fiscally set into place where we could actually start to reinvest properly back into some of those things your guest was just talking about, the education and whatnot. But what I think what we're going to see is that you can see already through Tony Evers, the increased spending is going to lead to increased taxes, and I think that that's going to lead to, at the very least, a slowing, if not a grinding halt to Wisconsin's economy. It's going to be something very, very much the opposite of what we saw when President Trump was elected and the market took off and the economy really started going. It's going to be the exact opposite here in Wisconsin.
Well, two things. One is that the economy was recovering pretty strongly under the previous administration. A lot of the growth that we're seeing under the current administration is primarily a continuation of that trend. So I'm not sure that I'd connect those dots in that particular way. The second thing is that are we going to be, with the new governor, are we going to be seeing tax increases? I think the Republicans, controlling the Senate and the Assembly, is not going to allow any large tax increases. I think, if anything, what we may see is a shifting in how our taxes are collected. We may see changes in income tax law. We may see changes in certain elements of the tax law. So the net increase will probably be minimal, if anything at all, because Republicans won't allow it. But if there are shifts in it, you may find that some people are paying a little bit more and others are paying a little bit less.
Well, shifting to agriculture now, how did Wisconsin's agriculture industry hold up last year, and what do you see in 2019 here?
Not good. Agriculture is in a very difficult period right now. And there's actually a forum today looking at the future of agriculture here on the campus. And the outlook is not particularly rosy. Is it going to get worse? I hope not. But there's no indication that it's going to be getting any better.
So what is at the heart of this? Is it the tariffs issue? Is it milk prices? What are you seeing there?
It's milk prices. It's a combination of a lot of things. And it was, I mean, we could say it's the tariffs. The tariffs, you know, are doing it. But the farm economy was struggling before the tariffs came into place. That was almost like icing on a bad cake. And part of the problem is that for the ag economy in Wisconsin to grow, we have to increase our exports. And that increase has not been occurring at the rate that we need. So when you put the tariffs on top of that, it was like icing on a bad cake.
So what regions of Wisconsin are best positioned to see economic growth this year? And do you have an eye on the Foxconn area in Racine?
I think areas of growth is probably going to see a good tourism economy. I think that that's going to be good for the state of Wisconsin. I think that there are certain sectors, computer software development, biotechnology. We see some real pockets of that. But the problem is that that's all kind of geographically located in some of the Milwaukee suburbs and Madison. So those areas are going to be doing okay. Foxconn, we could do a whole show on Foxconn. I'm still of a mindset that a lot of the economic benefits of Foxconn are going to flow over the Illinois state line. How much of that flow, this is where you can get economists and we can all agree, yes, some of the benefits are going to flow to Illinois. How much? How many economists do you have in the room?
Well, let's squeak in a last call here. Vern and Boyd with an observation on the economy. Vern, go ahead very quickly.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I'm from the old school. Full employment to me is one person working 40 hours a week with a wife, with three kids, with the ability to support them, with medical care, and the average wage should actually be $35 an hour to be even with 1972.
Well, Vern paints a picture there. What do you see, Steve Deller?
I think that hasn't been necessarily the case for the last 30 or 40 years. And I think that goes back to my earlier comments that a lot of the jobs that we're generating tend to be lower paying jobs. I've worked in some rural communities where the, you know, where they will say that, hey, these jobs we're generating are paying $13 an hour. And then and they're excited by that. And then you say, okay, well, what's the cost of living in this community? And suddenly you see a very big disconnect. So the idea of Vern's kind of view kind of has gone away.
Well, in the last 10, 15 seconds, as you look in your crystal ball, you have numbers coming out week by week. What are you watching?
I'm looking at interest rates. I'm looking at what's called the yield spread. And what this is a comparison between short-term interest rates and long-term interest rates. There aren't many economic laws, really, but this one, if short-term interest rates get higher than long-term interest rates, we're going into a recession and we're headed that way.
Steve, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Steve Deller is a professor and community development economist in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison and UW-Extension. Up next, it's news. Then we talk about weird parenting wins with the author of a new book about imaginative ways to parent. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.